The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
Now, before we begin, make sure you're up to date on the latest episodes, folks, because there are spoilers ahead.
It was truly an insane episode, and we made it to the final, guys!
Well, we didn't make it to shit, but they did. And what better person to talk about TJ's final than TJ himself? We are so excited to have him on the podcast, so make sure you stick around for that.
Yes, I'm so ready. So, Anissa, let's just get started, because I'm trying to talk to TJ.
Me too.
All right, Anissa, well, you know how it goes. Segment one, safe house. Here it goes. 36-second recap in honor of it being a 36th season of The Challenge. Are you ready, Anissa?
Yes.
Go!
Okay, so all these eight people are in the final, and then they go to the club, and everybody's all excited about running the final, and Casey and Fessy think that this is their chance to win the final. So what do we have? Oh, my God, final morning. They get there, and there's hurricane force winds, Hurricane Iceland, and then they're running through the rocks, and Fessy's really far ahead, and he's trying to make Casey go crazy. But you know what's crazy? Amber B and CT. What a pair they are. They are up on the top of the mountain. Oh, we've seen this before. It's the challenge that I won. And they have to get the capsule that was between Tori's legs and then decode that. And then Amber B and CT win, so they have an advantage. And then they get to run, and
done,
that's 36.
Done, done. Excellent work. Excellent
Thank you.
Work.
Now you take it from where I took it.
Okay.
All you right. take it from where I placed it.
Okay.
All right. Tori, you have 36 seconds in three, two, one.
Anissa wants me to pick up where she left off, but I can't go over the fact that Amber B did, in fact, say fire in my ass, not under my ass, in her interview. Okay, let's go back on top of the capsule. There we go. Ruffity, ruffity, ruff. They are.
are they barking? Ruffity, ruffity.
Hold on, I gotta get this out. CT gets it. Good job, CT. You're a wiener wiener. And then Amber B gets to go second round. Here she goes, ding, ding, dong, dong, boom. Amber B's the winner. Here we go, next round. We're all gonna run. We love to run. Running is so much fun. I can't do this anymore, Anissa. I quit.
You should have, because that was rough. That was rough.
I get so nervous when I do this.
You get very worked up.
I get so nervous.
It's really rough, rough, rough. It's a wiener, wiener, and then a boop, bop, bop.
It's just so intimidating. You're 36
Folks, this
seconds
is like- my friend, and I love her for everything, even when it's rough, rough, rough.
I love you. Thank you so much for sticking by my side.
Crying.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's move on from that tragedy and pick the best athletic move of the day. What do you think it is?
I want to say Amber B out the gate.
Yeah.
Just Amber B. Torpedo, like just fast.
She looked like a gazelle. She was
Yeah,
fine.
She really did. I wish my form looked like that. She looked great.
Looked great. You got to give it to the girl. She killed that. She was a sleeper. Absolutely. Like she talked about how she was a runner. We got to see her do a few hall brawls. I mean, you couldn't really see final strength in a hall brawl.
Yeah.
You get to see it now while she's running. And you also couldn't see it during the math equation because she got stuck in channel one. She got stuck in.
All right. We're going to rewire Tori's batteries and her wire. She's all fucked up. Channel one, folks. Back to channel one. So Amber was at square one, like the first math equation, and couldn't get past that. I think she probably would have dominated that had she been able to move those gazelle legs.
Definitely play of the day goes to Amber for that run. What do you think the dirtiest deed was?
I think that, I mean, you hear every person. I mean, Amber's yelling at CT to keep up. But sort of motivating him, because I think CT comes with a lot of pressure. You know, you want to perform well because he's really good. You hear Leroy, you know, talking to Nani and being like, at your pace, girl, you got it, you know. And then you got Fessy saying, come on, Casey. Come on, Casey. Casey looks exhausted. Like, I know, like, a final isn't a sprint. Like, no. You need to be able to keep your body because it's going to die at some point.
Yeah.
And it's hard. So right now, I mean, Casey's amazing, but will this last? You know, and I feel like the way that he is yelling at her, I mean, I don't know. I wish he'd be a little bit more supportive. That's all. And not like pushing her, because you could see her physically like not okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I get it. As a competitor, you definitely want to do your best. But even as we were watching it, like when we heard Leroy talk to his partner and you hear like the way other people are communicating, it's just like a moment where you're like, wow, it's possible to motivate somebody and still do it in a constructive, positive way. Mm-hmm. Because you're either going to push somebody to their limit or you're going to help somebody be the best version of themselves. So figure out how you're going to encourage growth or not.
I totally agree. So we clearly know what your dirtiest deed is. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. Like, I feel bad for Casey.
Yeah, I do too. So let's get in. Let's get real rough and get into this episode. Like, really get into it.
Yeah. All right.
So we start. TJ sounds the horn, lets them know that they have this cute little 3-mile run into the first checkpoint. Mm-hmm. And the checkpoint is that capsule from the first episode where you lodged it into your thighs. And I couldn't tell what was going on.
I was cracking up when I did that. But you know what? This time around, it looked a lot more rough. Like watching the guys go at it, like throwing each other, like dogs over like some raw meat. I mean, like that, they were battling.
The girls even tried to bat. Like, I loved it.
Hell yeah.
Like, this is how you play. Like, not even just in the final, because that was a comment made, like, this is welcome to the final. This is what you do. But this is what you do to get there, too. Like, that's why I think we always encourage, like, you know, girls to, like, just get in there and play. Yes. Because, well, women to get in there and play because we have more, I think, than we show. And, like, the final is going to be some shit where you're going to be pushed to do things that you wouldn't normally do. And if I see you with the capsule, I'm gonna CT you.
Oh yeah. Oh
that
yeah.
That got me so excited. Whoo. Dude, shout out I to couldn't CT for making your girls feel real hot.
All right, CT, giving us a show.
Yes, thanks for heating up our screens.
It's so interesting. We've gotten to see this like clash of the titans between CT and Fessy this whole season. Like they had that truck like moment where they wrestled at that challenge. Then you see them in wigs and tutus arguing, and now you see them in the final going at it. It's like this full circle of like clash of the titans. And guess who comes out on top?
CT. And then our sleeper Amber wins for the girls.
Crushed it.
I think I love Cam, but I think memorizing 6 to 7 at a time is not good. I think it 4 at a time is the way. I mean, I get it. She probably didn't want to take that many trips. And Cam's smart. I mean, I'm sure she was right behind Amber, but it's one of those things I think 4 at a time is the best way.
And I think Casey, like, that's another thing. You don't want to get a check and get the check wrong because then you don't know where you messed up and you have to start all over. It's like
from the beginning.
It's better for you to actually go a little bit slower than have to get a check. It is, because then you'll have to go and do it all again. Like, do you want to do it all again? Probably fucking not.
Right.
But then, you know, we, like, Amber wins overall. She beat CT even. And then she gets the opportunity to choose between CT or to pick a new partner and infiltrate a team. And I think she made a great decision. I think sticking with CT, that was the way to go.
Yeah, because then you have this next 2-mile run, and they pick up this random key that they don't know what it opens up to.
Yeah.
And Fessy's still pushing Casey. They're on this crazy coastline. Casey's putting her all into it, falls, and I mean, emotionally, just that was the hardest thing to watch this episode.
100%. Especially hearing her cry out like for Fessy's name and then like, you know, holding herself like she just couldn't believe it was happening and like you knew it was bad when she was doing that. Like you knew it was not good. It
gives me chills. Like,
yeah.
I know Casey, and I know that she's not, there is no quitting that one either.
Yeah.
Especially, like, can't you just wrap it? I would have been like, take me. just take me.
Oh, God.
But she gets up. They happen to get to the second checkpoint.
Yeah.
And everybody's already there, and what is it?
Disgusting.
No, come on. It's your favorite thing.
No, it's the thing that I don't ever want to do, and it's not math. It's eating.
Second thing she doesn't want to do is math. The first thing is eat.
Facts.
So if you have to like multiply and eat at the same time, Tori's done.
No, I literally just, you'll see my soul leave my body. It's done.
Yeah. What are they having today? What's on the menu? It is...
Face. Like face.
I hate you, face. Sheep's head.
No, sheep's, it was face. Sheep face. It was sheep face.
It said sheep head, though.
It said sheep face. I can read.
All right.
I actually don't know.
Can you read? You don't even fucking know. It says, it would never say sheep face.
I think,
hey,
it did.
What are you guys having for dinner tonight? Sheep face. No, sheep's head.
All right. Well, we need to check on that. Somebody DM me with a screenshot after you watch the episode.
Yeah, let me know, too, because I'm not really sure, but I feel like I'm convincing enough it's sheep's head. That, then they had sheep. Was it sheep's blood?
It was blood. It was balls. It was heart.
Two testicles per person, I think.
Mm.
And I think there was some fermented shark on there again, which, I mean, smells like nail polish remover a little bit.
Oh, God.
So they got all that. And here you go, see Casey hobbling over,
mm-hmm.
eating again.
Yeah.
And says, yep. Fuck it. I mean, not even knowing if she can push through, not even knowing. But we know right now with this first day of the final,
mm-hmm.
if you don't pass a certain point, mm-hmm. you get kicked out.
Yeah.
You know? And there are only going to be three teams running it. So
yeah.
right now, Casey's like, it's either now or never.
Yeah.
You know,
I give it up to Casey because she still sat there and she still tried and she still ate. And I'm going to be honest with you. If I was in Fessy's position, because I hate eating so much, I don't know what I would have done. But if I would have seen Casey eating like that, I think I would have tried to eat, because it's just out of respect for your partner at that point.
You wanted her all season. She pushed herself to the point that she trips and falls.
Yeah. It's
she would have done anything to win. She's crying. They wrap her knee. And she's still drinking and eating sheep's face.
Yeah, sheep face. Yeah, that, no. I don't know. Maybe I would have, like, rolled it up like a taquito and then just kind of, like, you know? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't eat a taquito either. Like, I'm more nervous to eat a taquito from 7-Eleven than I am to eat a sheep's face.
Let me tell you. College lifestyle, 3 a.m., all I ate was taquitos from 7-Eleven.
I mean, I know friends, shout out to Drew, still eat taquitos late night, and he is well into his 30s.
Like, it's not a bad choice. It's not the best.
It just feels like it's going to come out strangely the next day. And speaking of coming out strangely, now we have Corey vomiting again.
And I love that.
Corey, I love Corey to death. He is one of the worst pukers, and there's no real rhyme or reason. He like eats and drinks with his head back. I feel like he's going to choke on his vomit.
I know.
Instead, it spews out like a bloody fountain.
Oh, God. I love CT being like, Bloody Marys, Bloody Marys. Like, I enjoyed the fact that he was like,
just a couple of Bloody Marys. Like, what are just we us two fucking throwing it back, all two of them.
Like, geez.
I would have been the same way. I would have been like, could we add some spice to this? Because it gets your mind out of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you start to change what you think you're eating, like, I would immediately turn the signs over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just start just moving stuff around. So yeah, I wouldn't know. Smart. If you chop it up a little bit and just think, like, people eat this here. This is a delicacy.
People eat this. I'm practicing.
I wish you could see Tori right now. She is
my eyes
practicing
closed.
With her hands, with her eyes closed. And all she's doing is pulling her fingertips. And I'm really confused what food she thinks she's eating.
I was pulling the balls apart. I was pulling the balls apart. And
it looks like you're playing with dough. It looks like a ball. Those balls, if no one knows, if you press, they're really veiny, and if you press on them, this jelly comes out of it.
I'm going to throw the fuck up, and he's like, you better stop. you better stop it.
Well, listen, CT and Amber B again dominate this second checkpoint.
Yep.
And now it's their time to throw dessert, which is, I guess, more balls, more face.
Yuck.
At any person they want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell who they're going to throw it on, because you know what I was thinking?
What?
If Casey can't finish, hypothetically, they could throw it on another team.
Mm.
That team could time out. And then it's only two teams running against each other in the final.
Oh my God.
I thought that would be kind of like eliminate your next, you know, option, like whoever you think would beat you.
Wow. Yeah, and you have to be ruthless in a final. Like, I know that people look over at people when they have to give them, like, a grenade or, like, an extra plate or something like that. But when you're in the final, like Corey said when he was wrestling with Fessy, all bets are off now. We're in the final.
Oh, I'm giving you extra sheep face and one ball. I love you, Tori, but...
Oh, Anissa, you're not going to do me like that.
I probably wouldn't. Look, we have, you know... Third place gets nothing. Second place gets a split, $100,000. And first place splits $90,000. I mean, if I did give it to you, $900,000. What did I say? $9,000?
First place gets $9.
First place gets $9. But first place splits $900,000. And I mean, if I would have given you the extra plate and you got second place, I'd throw you like $25,000 for that.
Oh, thanks so much. Love you.
50? 50 works.
Listen, it's the extra plate that I wouldn't be able to.
Mm-mm. You would have been able to do it. I just wanted to ensure that I got first.
God, let's get off this topic because my stomach's starting to turn.
You don't want to talk about balls anymore?
I'm over it. I want to talk to somebody who laughs at all of us while we're doing this disgusting stuff. I want to talk to the one and only TJ. He's coming on the podcast finally. One of the most requested guests. Let's get that mother on the show. What do you think, Anissa?
I think it's a great idea. TJ is and always will be probably one of my favorite hosts and like a brother to me. Welcome, TJ Lavin.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so excited today to introduce our guest. He is probably the face of this show at this point.
Yeah.
He's been with us for over a decade and has been part of my growth on the show. Like he's been with me this whole time. He will tell you you're a loser when you quit. It's definitely kind of the silent cast member, TJ Lavin. And he's really good at riding bikes still.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Welcome, TJ.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Good.
It's a pleasure to have you on this show. We always make jokes about you on this podcast because, like, I feel like you're my dad in a way. And Anissa's like, that's like my brother, man. So, like, we have an interesting dynamic in this podcast with you. But you are definitely the most heavily requested guest ever. Everyone's like, please get TJ on. Please get TJ on. So we finally got you on the show. Yes.
Yeah. Aww.
People are obsessed with you. People love you.
Well, I am very honored. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. I think it was the new pea coat this season showing I'm sexy spy TJ and not like, you know, t-shirt jeans.
Set it off.
I think they really like that. Yeah. I think they like the new look.
Okay.
So TJ, like, you know, you've obviously been a huge part of this show forever. And like seeing it transform over these years, I mean, how awesome was it to see like Leroy and Nani in the final together and just see like two vets like work together in this final that's coming up right now?
Well, so the four teams that are in there right now, I love that Leroy is in the final. Like that means, I mean, that was, I wanted him to be in there no matter what. You know what I mean? I love that guy. He's one of my all-time favorites for sure. And Amber B was a real big surprise, like being a rookie and like, I never saw her before. And then all of a sudden she's in the final. That's never, that never happens. And CT's partner on top of all that, like that is insane. Yeah. How do you trip, fall and become CT's partner and you're in the final? Like, boom.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
'cause I have to say CT and Bananas are probably the two people that are the most, like they're the favorites, right? So if you're in a final with one of those dudes, you're looking good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, totally. What do you think about Fessy throwing himself down there to get Casey as a partner right before the final?
I mean, I thought it was like, all right, he's pretty ballsy, you know, that was pretty ballsy to do that. But at the same time, Casey was like a hot commodity for sure. She's badass, and he needed that partner to get in there. You know what I mean? Like to go in there with a strong, super strong girl would be awesome.
Yeah. So do you think with the women that are left, so there's Casey, Cam, Amber, and Nani.
Dude, all four of them are badass. All four of them are badass. And honestly.
So you'd pick all of them as a partner in a final?
If I could have handpicked four women, to be in the final, I would have said those four because they're badass. I actually thought, Anissa, you were going to make it.
You know what? Everything happens for a reason, you know? And then I got to go on All Stars and have a blast. So it is what it is, and it's not the end of it for me, so.
Good.
I'll be okay.
Good.
What about the guys? Who would you, out of like Leroy, Fessy, CT, or who's the other? Oh, Corey. Who out of those four guys, if you had to pick one, who would you be partnered with?
CT, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
He's just a monster.
He has so much experience, and he is so smart. Like, he's very smart. Like when you watch him, you see him analyze the game, whatever game it is, and then he picks it apart, and then instantly he'll have the best way to go about whatever it is. You know, like if it's a puzzle, he's always killing it. So whatever about the puzzles, like he's just a badass dude. He knows about a lot of those crazy shapes and all that stuff because he has kids. So when you're playing puzzles with your kids every day, you're already sick at that. And then
yeah,
he's very good at analyzing a situation and just completely picking it apart and dominating. So I'm
totally,
dude. It's crazy. Cause CT's done some crazy shit to his body and over the years, and it's just still going.
Yes. He goes hard. He never stops the guy. So
no.
He's a force to reckon with on this final for sure.
100%.
You know what else was a force? That wind. What was going on?
Yeah.
Well, the wind was a whole different level. That was the worst weather that we've ever had in any final. No doubt about it. That was crazy. And like, I love the crew because the crew never gave up. The crew was like, all right, let's just keep going. And we're just getting blown out. And like, everything's crazy. And they're just like, nope, doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Gotta go.
How cold was it?
It was pretty damn cold. It's Iceland.
I know. I mean, when I had left, it was like one of the coldest nights, and I'm like, it's only gonna get colder.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, it gets really cold, and I don't love the cold, so I'm already like, eh. But then, I'm already over it, and then, but when that wind comes, woo, it was gnarly.
A whole different type. Yeah.
I mean, there were so many intense things about this final, and the wind just added to it. I think like one of the most interesting parts is like Casey, after she got hurt with that crazy run, and then she gets up to that second checkpoint and she starts eating. And even after she was injured, and then you kind of see Fessy standing there, like not knowing what to do. Like, what was that like to watch that?
He did not want to eat. The guy didn't touch the food at all. And
yeah,
I don't blame him. I'm not sitting here telling him that he's soft because of it. I don't know how that would be for me. I don't think that's definitely my weak link. Like, I'm not like, oh, dude, but I'm not a competitor. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not a competitor. I would have trained to do stuff like this if I had to. I'd go out back and eat some dog shit. I would do something gnarly. You know, I would do something stupid and gnarly and like disgusting to train for this situation because – I'm a texture guy too, man. And some of that texture on that food is like, I just can't believe it, man. And
face?
I understand, Fessy. I get it. But your partner is dominating. And if Anissa and I are partners and she's going in, then I'm going to go in. You know, I'm
going to cut
six. I'm going to go. So you have to
go. That's what I would have been making out with that sheep's head. Like, you wouldn't have been able to get me off of it. Like, if Casey was in, so I've never seen Casey so vulnerable, so upset, screaming out, like, help me.
Yeah.
And then being like, hey, I don't care if they have to pull me out on a stretcher. Like, we're still going to complete this checkpoint.
Yeah. She's awesome. Like, she's really a badass. Like, I you know, I'm supportive of Fessy. Like, Amber B was a sleeper, so you didn't know she was awesome. You know what I mean? Like, if, you know, I don't know if I would have traded her for Casey or not, but probably, you know, maybe I might have done that. I might have done mm-hmm. something like that because he knew that he could win that Hall Brawl. Mm-hmm. He knew that he could win that hands down. So I don't think it was like crazy ballsy for him to do that. Kind of was, you know what I mean? It's still, you know, gnarly.
Broke his finger. Well, Kyle broke
That's
his
right.
finger,
Kyle broke his finger first go and couldn't continue.
Yeah. But wanted to continue. He's like Casey. Like they were basically like, I don't care if my limbs hang off me. I'm still going to go.
He couldn't though. It was really bad. So I understood, you know, it was bad. So I'm glad he didn't continue because now hopefully we'll see him in the next one, you know?
Yeah, totally in the future. Yeah. I mean, you famously hate quitting, which is probably – there's two things about TJ that when all the viewers watch. It's your laugh, number one, when we're in fucking agony, just cracking up.
That is funny.
And then it's you – you calling people out for quitting. So like, does that come from something in your own life? Is there like a part of you that just doesn't quit whenever you do sports? And I'm sure we know the answer to this.
Yeah. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, I've never been one to quit anything. So I stopped going out for the team in wrestling when I was a kid because it was taking away from BMX, which was my first love. So I finished the season out, but then I was like, hey, I'm not coming back next year. And the coach was like, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. I was like, bro, I ride BMX. Like, I'm a BMX rider. Like, I'm half decent at wrestling, but not even close to a BMX, like what I am in BMX. Like, I love this sport, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was like, but wrestling is taking all of my time. So I didn't go back out for the team, but I didn't quit, you know? So, and then the fire department, when I got fired from the fire department in a month, I didn't quit that either. They asked me to quit several times and I was like, nope. And they were like, please just you go your way. We'll go ours. I was like, I will never quit. And they were like, Jesus.
No.
And then they kept making me run the tower a lot. And like, they were giving me all kinds of spot reports and all this stuff. Like I didn't do anything wrong and or maybe I did something wrong, but it didn't deserve a spot report. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, whatever, dude. And they were like, run the tower, Lavin. And I was like, sure. And I'd go run the tower happily with all my gear and the whole kit. And I was like, no problem. And I would just smile on my face, do it. And then they would be like, all right, that's it. All right, you know what this means, dude. It's another spot report. And I'm like, yeah, it means I'm fired. And they were like, all right, meet us in the office. I was like, awesome. So I went in the office and they got fired and I was so happy. But I still never quit. I was like, fuck that, I'm not quitting.
I mean, hey, you got no quitting you, man. That's why you hold people accountable on the show. And like, that's why viewers crack up. I mean, I'm sure the people who get the lashing from you are kind of like, God damn it. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you came here.
It's the worst.
You came here to compete though.
Yeah.
But you have nothing to say when you don't want to do it. You're like, I'm not doing it. Like, you really going to punk out? Like, yes, I actually am going to quit.
Don't
I only quit
come.
Once. Shut up, Tori. I am guilty of this, but I had to lose on purpose anyway. So.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, there's about, personally, but I don't still. Know, maybe like 35 to 40 messages every single day on my DMs. How do I get on the challenge? I will never quit. Every single one of them.
Wow.
And every single one of them. How do I get on the challenge? I will never quit. How do I get on the challenge? Please, please, please take me. And I'm like, look, dude, that's not my department. All right. First of all, I don't get out of my lane. I stay right there in the fast lane where I belong.
Yeah.
That's Sky's department, whoever's doing the casting that year. So I don't do that, but I do appreciate people who want to be on the show, and so I see that. So by the time I see you guys again, I've seen thousands of these messages, and they're all running through my head. I will never quit. I will never quit. Please take me. And then, boom, I got right in front of my face. Somebody, because they're a really good-looking human individual, or you know, whatever the case may be, they were on some other show that they broke up with their girlfriend, or who knows, whatever the hell it is. But all I know is that they quit and this person that's in my DMs wouldn't have. You know what I mean? That sucks. You know what I mean? That there's, and it's like, take yourself back to when you tried out for the show. Mm-hmm. And what would you have given to be on the show that time? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you would have gave your left arm to be on the show, right? So it's like, I want to be on the show so bad, you know, like, I don't care. Like, I'll do anything. And then you get there and you won't eat. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And you know, what's the other thing that I find really interesting aside from that is like, we always get to see these like running sections of like us in between the checkpoints. And like, obviously we see everybody in this challenge doing this, but where the hell are you during the checkpoints? Like, are you in a car eating a pack of nuts, laughing?
It depends. Sometimes, yes. But sometimes I'm running the challenge with you behind the scenes.
What?
Yeah. Mm. Like sometimes you don't even know where I'm at and what I'm doing. But like one time I ran the whole entire final before.
What?
Before
on
all
which
you guys.
One?
So I would run everything before you.
Wait, which one?
He's lying.
No, he's not. I believe.
No.
Really?
Yeah. You know, All-Stars right now, I just ran the whole entire final, the whole thing, everything. So,
oh my God.
Did you?
Yeah. And then I mean, during the final day, I did a little bit of different things, like whatever. Like I had to take a helicopter here, go back to my thing, go back to the thing, woody woo doo woo. But I would still run the final. You know what I mean? I still ran whatever it is, rode whatever it is, swam. Like I did that shit and I had to take off my shoes and pull up my pants and walk through some whatever. And it's crazy. So like sometimes I'm running the challenge with you and sometimes I'm going back to my hotel, just saying hello, goodbye, see ya. You know what I mean? So it's
right, depends.
Just depends.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That gives a different perspective. Like, I mean, I give a lot of credit to a lot of people in production because there's so many times when you're in the middle of a final and like you're running, but then like, you'll see a camera guy in front of you running too. And you're like, how the hell am I going to stop right now? Like that person has a 50-pound camera on their arm and they're still trudging through.
Yes. You see Vinny and Edric running like with you. And you're like, wait a minute.
See you guys later.
Why?
Get out of here.
You know? And you're like, dude, there is no way that I can quit because, and like a couple times I had to meet you guys on top of mountains, like on top of sand mountains or whatever. Like in Namibia, I ran up the sand mountain and like I was racing whoever was racing, but you guys were racing for money. I'm racing just to make it there, you know? Like, so,
wow.
It was like, damn, dude, I got to hurry up. And I was racing. They were like, TJ, you got to get up there. And I was like, all right, cool. And I ran up that thing. And by the time I got there, I was out of breath, dying. And everybody just met me there. It was perfect. It was crazy.
Wow.
Well, during all these finals, I see that you can get different vehicles. So you can be on a jet ski or in a Jeep or on a bike.
Yeah, sometimes.
Or on foot or in a helicopter. Like, what is your favorite means of travel, I guess?
Well, I do love the helicopters because it's so easy. Like, just boom, pick me up and then take me back to the hotel and then back to the those are the best. Those are the best. I love those. Those days are awesome. But I love the bikes, of course. I love when I jump on a Specialized bike and like me chilling with everybody. One of the coolest ones I think was the four wheeler, and in Namibia when I was riding the four wheeler around, and they were like, "All right, cool, just go around this thing and then come around real chill." And I was like, "All right, fat," and wheelied all the way across. Like, so I wheelied all the way across the dunes like for days, and they were like, "Dude, be careful, please, Jesus Christ." I was like, well, so I never got.
But danger is kind of like what you've been doing for years. You know what I mean? Your whole life has been like, all right, I'm going to try this jump out. I'm going to do this. There was always a risk. So I feel like the sand dune is a little less risky than what you've been doing.
A lot less.
In your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, dude. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. So in this one, you mentioned that it's going to be a 2-day final. And so, like, obviously, we don't know where you guys stay at night, like when everyone's doing an all night challenge. So like, where do you and production go?
So production goes until a certain time at night and then they switch everybody. So everybody gets switched out except me. So, but I either get let off to go back to my room to have a couple hours sleep and then get wake up and come back and wake everybody else up before, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it depends. Like if, yeah, usually they'll have like a second hotel for me, a second hotel room somewhere. And it's like just a little place to crash. Nice? It's a little place to crash real quick. And then, so I'll just go, like, I'll say goodbye for the night, which is like 11 o'clock at night sometimes, you know, go to the hotel for 4 hours or 5 hours, wake up and then go back to the place. And like, if it's a nightmare to get back to the hotel, which it is sometimes, which it was in Iceland, we would be hiking for days in the middle of the night where you can't see nothing. Then you have to ride for days, you know, far out to the highway, then take the highway all the way and then get a hotel and all the way back. And it was like, it was far, and it was probably like an hour to get back to the hotel and then 3 hours of sleep and then back to the hour ride back. You know, it wasn't even worth it. It was like, we should have just stayed there, you know? So it was like, sometimes it's pretty hectic, but it's worth it for the end result.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've done now, wait, you came in on season 12?
11.
11? 12?
11.
11.
Yeah.
So now you've seen 26 challenges. Right?
Well,
wouldn't that be right, Tori?
I'm terrible at math. I have a calculator.
Oh my God, Tori, 36 minus 11 would be 25, but he did the 11. Yeah. So including 11 would be 26.
26. Yeah, that's right.
Sheesh. All right. Still got to brush up on that shit, Tori. I don't know how we're going to make it in the future. But out of all of
we're
going
to try.
We are going one plus one. So out of all of these challenges, which final has been the hardest? Like the toughest one you've ever seen?
Probably. I think Namibia was pretty damn hard.
Yeah, I was like, miles.
Was that the 50-mile one?
Yeah, dude.
Which one was that one?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
52 miles, I think it was, or something.
Crazy. They tried to kill them.
Yeah,
I would have been like, somebody just
kill
me.
I'm pretty sure we just wanted to have one, just one death, you know? Like, not two or three, just one.
just one death.
No, just
I would
have
had a whole heat
casualty,
stroke.
One casualty. No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a very hectic time. That was very hard, and I was like, dude, this there's no possible way, Justin. Like, this is no way. And he's like, dude,
yeah,
they're gonna do it. I'm like,
yeah, that's him. He'll be like, they're gonna do it.
He's
dying.
You see, Turbo out there, and he's dying. Yeah. You're like, oh man, I think we might have one on our hands. We got a casualty.
Wait, is that the one with the bikes and everything? Like, people were like passing out, like on a bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with their getting like medically disqualified.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a wild one. I mean, so like you just basically said, you know, hinting at Justin Booth, like, man, I don't know if anyone's going to be able to do this. Are you saying that stuff like while you're there, or do you know beforehand how much of the final or what the final looks like? Or do you find out when everyone else finds out?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Like I add to some of them, you know, certain things or whatever. And I take away some certain things, like, if I think it's ridiculously impossible, sometimes I'll be able to like put my 2 cents in, but you know, they're all captains and they're all like doing the damn thing. You know, the Emers of the world, the Justins, the Emers, the Ryans, all those people, you know, and Diego actually, he's coming up quick. He's awesome. He's killing it.
Diego's nuts.
He's badass. Yeah, dude, but then sometimes I'm like, dude, we need to add some hot stones, because in South Africa, I walked across the hot stones before everybody got there, and it was blistering hot. And I know that because I got third degree burns on my bottom of my feet. And so then I put my socks back on and just suffered in silence and did all the stand ups, did everything, like welcome to the final, all that stuff. I had burnt feet and nobody knows it. And like, yeah. And so
now they do.
Yeah. So I didn't believe the guy. I was like, there's no possible way that you can walk across hot coals and not burn your feet. He goes, no, you can. And I go, I don't think so, dude. And he goes, no, you can really. And I go, So I just step on this thing and just, he goes, yeah, but go real slow so that your foot is going to tamp out the heat and it'll work. And I was like, all right, cool. And I took off my shoes and socks and I go, all right. And I did it slow as can be, burning my feet the whole way. And they were like, TJ, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm trying it because I can't have these dudes do it if my feet aren't burned. And he was like,
wow.
And I did the whole thing, feet burned. See you later. And they were like,
God.
I go, dude, this is impossible. My feet are burned right now. And they were hurting like hell. And he goes, oh, I don't know what happened. I go, dude, it's fucking hot. That's what happened. Like, it's hot. There's no way this is going to. So then everybody was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, I'm walking across the coals. Like, we tell them to do it. Like, you can't not do it. So you have to try it first. You have to test it. You know what I mean? And we had no testers. Mm-hmm. So, like, nobody even looked at it. Nobody even, like, considered it. And I was like, dude, we're doing it. I'm doing it. And they were like.
Wow.
But I know that back in the day, I feel like you tested things more so in the beginning.
Yeah.
When you were allowed to, because it was normally, like, crew that tested.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And I definitely tested a couple of challenges that I wasn't allowed to test, but I wanted to. Like
which
South
ones?
Africa, for instance. South Africa, I tested the trampoline one where it was like block, trampoline, mm-hmm. back to back. And I read that the night before and I was like, dude, I have to do this. So I raced Justin and we raced the next morning to the event. And it was 45 minutes to Somerset West, South Africa. And I went out there and I ran out of my car and I jumped on the trampolines and Justin gets out and he's like, Levin! And I'm like, and he's like, dude, you can't do that. And I was like, all right. So I stopped, right? And I get done. Everything. It was fun. And then the next person
Star did it.
To test them, Star, and she compound fractured her leg. I was like,
yep.
Whoa.
And then we still did it.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, you don't want to do that. And it was crazy.
Yeah. Oh man. TJ, if you were on the challenge, like what type of challenge do you think you would be best at? Or what type of like political game, like player would you be?
Well, the political part, I wouldn't be that good at, I don't think.
Join the club.
He's like you. Join the club.
Yeah, dude. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. And like, throw me in. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't be, I mean, I don't know. I really have to think that I would play the game as best I could. The eating challenges would suck real, real bad. Yeah. So I'd want Tony on my team for eating. Right? I would hope Tony would be there because Tony's awesome. He eats a lot. He's not scared at all. And I would ask him to train me on the eating. And then I would be really good at anything with agility. You know, like, so I think that would be my strong suit for sure. Agility. I'm decent at puzzles. I'm not great. So I'd be average at best. And then math. I'm really good at math. So I'm
ooh, really, yeah,
I'm good at math.
Huh, a little sleeper. Yeah. Sleeper mathematician.
Yeah, I am good at math. I'm good at percentages. I'm good at math. Decent at that side of things. But I don't know about any of the eating stuff. I would definitely get smoked. The swimming challenges, I would be right up there with Wes.
Ooh,
like I can swim. I can swim forever.
Fish.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can swim for a long time too. Like, so like I can swim 2 miles, no problem. Like when we were in Turkey, we were at that place where in Yalıkavak, right? Where the restaurants were in Yalıkavak. And then across the way, it was about 2 miles. And the reason I know that is because it took me 45 minutes to swim across. So I swam all the way across in my underwear just to see if I could do it.
No.
So we were eating dinner one night, all of us. And I was like, I'm going to go swim across this thing. And they were like, dude, teach you. No. And I was like, no, I got it. And they were like, so when I got there, I got to the other side. There was a party going on. And I forgot that I was in my underwear. And I was like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to swim back because it's far and it's getting dark. I was like, ah. So I just got out of the water in my underwear and ran all the way the 2 miles back.
Oh my god.
They thought I died.
Was this the first time they were in Turkey or the second time?
They thought I died.
They thought I died because they were like, dude, this is taking him forever. Like, they thought I was just going to swim out there halfway and back or whatever. You know, I don't know what they thought. But when I went all the way across, because it's far, dude, it's far, 2 miles. So I swam it. And it took me about 45 to an hour to swim there and then another, you know, 20 minutes to run back in my underwear.
You should just be on the challenge. Barefoot, I didn't know that you were doing all this crazy shit.
So barefoot in my underwear. That was weird. Running
people
through restaurants
to see that.
you probably give production a heart attack because there's no way they can replace the host mid-season. Like, oh, sorry, TJ right. just decided to swim in his
he
underground. Like, what?
Yeah, there's boats. We lost him. Like boats floating by and all that stuff. Like, I was like, damn, this is gnarly. Yeah, it was.
Thank God for the buoyancy in that water.
Yeah, that was nice.
That water was great there.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I can't. Well, I'm glad you're still with us because that could have been bad.
Well, the one time that I almost drowned was in Costa Rica, I think, and that was right after my accident. So when I was just coming back, my friend Greg, who was my driver at the time, because I couldn't even drive yet. I couldn't barely see. And then we went out to the beach and he was like, I want to go surfing. I was like, yeah, dude, go surfing. So he goes surfing. And I just go for a swim, and there's a mad undertow that I had no idea. Oh. And all of a sudden, it just took me out in the middle of the ocean, and I was like miles out there. I was like, not miles, but like far, far, like probably like 200 yards away from the shore, you know? And I couldn't get back in because every time I swim back, it just kept pushing me back. And I was like, dude, I can't get back. And I just stayed out there in treader water forever. And he was like, man, where is he? You know, he come back on the shore. You don't see me. And then all of a sudden he looks out there and he sees this little head and this floating out there. And I'm like,
oh my God,
come here, come get me. And he, and then, so he came and got me with the surfboard and we rode the surfboard into the rocks and then we made it onto the rocks. Like the waves would crash into the rocks. And we rode the surfboard onto the rocks and then we were all cut up and laughing. And I was like, dude, that was a close call. He's like, holy shit.
Like, oh, a close call.
Doing? I was like, oh. Yeah,
we're happy to have you, TJ. I didn't know that you were really risking it. Risking it just to have a good time out there.
Yeah, well, that was when I had a brain injury. So it's like, dude, you can't.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't thinking straight.
You were doing crazy shit before the injury.
That's
you told
true.
Us stories.
That's true.
Yeah, you are a big, big fan of crazy shit.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am.
I love that you make the most of it, you know, and I love that you have fun. And every location that you go to, but like, what has been your favorite location thus far?
Queenstown, New Zealand.
Oh, it's mine too. It's amazing.
Very, very second close is Whistler, Canada.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, I love Whistler. Like, I could move to Whistler. Like, when I stayed on top of the Longhorn, which is like that little bar, I stayed on the apartment on top of that, and it's at the base of the mountain. And I used to have BMX contests right there at the base of the mountain. We would have like crazy downhill contests on BMX bikes, big, big jumps and stuff. And back in the day, it was like elevation. It was big, big deal, right? So I remember looking up at those apartments and I was like, dude, that'd be sick to stay there. I'll stay there one day. And then like next time I come back here or whatever. And then all of a sudden I get the call, we're going to go to Whistler. I was like, oh shit, that's great. I want to go there. And they were like, yeah, you're staying above the Longhorn. I was like, yes. And so I stayed there for the whole time in the best apartment in the whole village, you know, in my mind, because I always wanted to stay there. And then I would ride mountain bikes, all downhill mountain bikes the whole time we were off. I would ride BMX because they had BMX trails there. I met the locals. Whistler was probably the best. And the close, I don't know. It's a toss up between Whistler and Queenstown, but Queenstown was crazy because I did all the bungee jumps, the canyon swings. I did all that stuff too. So it was fun.
Going back to the fact that you just said you met all the locals, like that's actually like a challenge, kind of like not rumor about you, but like people talk about how everywhere you go, you always make friends with the locals. So like, what is a typical day for you like when you're not filming? How do you make so many friends?
Yeah, like I go to the coffee shops and then by the third time I'm at the coffee shop, I know everybody's name. in the coffee shop. And then like they already know my order by the third or fourth time. Like they know what's up, and it's sick. We have so much fun. And then like they don't really have tipping too much everywhere in the world, you know? Like
yeah.
The world doesn't know about tipping, but I'm from Vegas and that's what we live on. So
right.
When I tip everybody, they instantly fall in love. Like they're like, "Oh my God, dude, you're the
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
They're talking about. Let's do this." And I want to like make America have a great voice, you know? I want everybody to love America, not dislike us. So I always try to put the best face I can on Americans whenever I go to a different country. And that just entails being happy, being nice, having a happy face, talking to people like they're humans, and mm-hmm. and then it's basically being a decent human, you know. So that's all you gotta do. It's pretty easy.
Oh, I love that so much. It's like so sweet when you hear stuff like that, because we're always in like either the bunker or some crazy house, and then like every once in a while people will bring up like funny, interesting stories about you, and we're like, damn, like TJ's a real one, man. He's a real one.
I mean, I think that's why you've been here for so long. I think people are, you know, they like seeing you, but you interact. You're not just like the host of it. You're part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It makes such a big difference. Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
I mean, you give us PTSD completely, because when we see you, then we're like, oh, shit, this means it's really about to happen. Like when we're in Iceland freezing for hours waiting for you to get out in your pea coat, we were like, oh, shit, who's this guy? And he's like, I'm your handler. I'm like, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you want to call it. You're TJ, and you're about to tell us we're going to do some crazy shit for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's all I know. All I know is I'm going to be really cold this season.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's going to be cold.
Very cold. All the time.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
I mean, you come with the sauce. And I think that's because, I mean, you have such an incredible career when it comes to BMX. And so, like, you get to bring a lot of that BMX attitude to the challenge, which is amazing. So, like, tell us a story about how you went pro BMX to then ending up becoming the host of the challenge.
Sure. Like, I had a set of trails that was, like, 30 minutes away from my house, right? So it was a nightmare to get there because so much traffic in Vegas, like, well, not compared to California, but Vegas was like traffic at the time. And I was like, man, I got to get a backyard full of jumps. So I bought some land in the middle of nowhere, Vegas. Ooh. and built these trails in the backyard, and then I had the house built. I was 22 years old with this house in the middle of the desert with dirt jumps in the backyard. MTV heard about it and they were like, let's do a party back here in your backyard. Let's do it. And I was like, let's do it. So we had 600 people at my house. Anybody who was anybody was there. It was badass, big, huge event, busing people from the Hard Rock Hotel. It was amazing. So everybody from Ashton Kutcher to Tom Green to Tony Hawk, everybody was here.
Wow.
It was badass, right? Carson Daly.
God.
And so fun. It was so fun. And that morning before the party, there's this dude named Vinny Potestivo who worked at MTV, and he was sweeping my back porch. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, I'm sweeping your back porch. And I was like, dude, you don't have to do that, man. I'll help you. So he was like, no, no, it's cool. I was like, come in, man. So I made him a quesadilla in the morning, because that's how I eat. So I made him a quesadilla and we became friends. And then I helped him sweep the back porch before the party, and we hung out, right? We were chill. And then 5 years later, or 6 years later, I'm in New York City to sign a deal and go over some deals for music and BMX. So I was doing some deals with music at William Morris. And when I did, I had meetings with some producers there too in New York City. And Vinny called me out of nowhere. Because he would call me all the time every year. He'd call, see how I'm doing. And we were just cool. And he's like, hey, I have an office now. Come up. And I was like, what? Because I told him I was in New York City. So I go to MTV, go up to his office. I don't know what floor. I think it was 20th or 32nd maybe or something. And I go to his office, and he has all these rainbows in his office. And I'm like, Vinny, are you gay? And he goes, yeah. And I go, oh, thank God. And he's like, what? And I go, thank God. Like, look at you. You're a beautiful bastard. Like, there's no way that any chicks would be interested in any of us. Like, you're the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. And like when I took when I took the edge off and like made him feel comfortable right away, he was like, this guy is the host. And he said, do you want a TV show? And I go, what? And like, I didn't know what position he had. And he was like talent development guy. Like I had no idea at all. So, and we were just friends and we're just shooting the shit in his office. And then all of a sudden now he's pitching me to Jackie French. And he's like, we had a party in his backyard. He's badass, blah, blah, blah. And then she and I got along really well that day, that afternoon. And she's like, okay, cool. Have him be the host. And then, and then we had to send some tapes in and to Buna Murray because they're the production company. And then they were like, all right, cool. We need you to come to LA and have a meeting. I was like, all right, cool. So I go to LA and it's me, Nasty, and I think it's Keir Dillon, maybe a surfboarder, a snowboarder. We go in Justin Booth. I'll never forget it. I heard that crazy accent. I'm like, holy shit. We're around this round table in Buna Murray. And he's like, all right. So if you were us, who would you choose? And I said, oh, that's easy. Corey Nastasio. And he goes, what? I go, yeah, dude. Nasty has more charisma in his pinky than any human has in their whole body. He's amazing. He's the guy. And then Justin goes, well, all right, that's who we're picking. And then they call MTV and they say, all right, we're going to have Nasty be the host. And then Vinny goes, no, you're not. You're having TJ be the host.
Oh, we love you.
And Jackie French said, no, you're not. You're having TJ be the host. And then Justin was like, all right, well, TJ's the host then. And that was it. And so then we fast forward to Trinidad and Tobago. Oh, by the way, I called Dave Mira in Vinny's office. And I was like, Dave, hey, they're trying to give me your show, dude. Are you done with it? He's like, yeah, I'm done with it. Do it. You'll love it. You'll do it for like two seasons and then be over it. I was like, all right, cool.
No.
And then I hung up the phone and I was like, all right, Vinny, I'll take it. And then that was it. So then fast forward to Trinidad and Tobago. We go there. First day, Justin hands me two sheets and he's like, learn this. And I was like, right now? He goes, yeah. I was like, all right. And it's raining on us. Remember? It was raining in that first scene. And I'm like, all right. And I'm trying to memorize all this shit. And I'm like, dude, I can't memorize this. Fuck it. I'm just going to learn what the game is. I'm going to learn what it's about. And then I'm just going to go out there and explain it to my friends. That's how I thought about it, you know?
Yes.
So I did that. And then I just did that. And I was like, all right, welcome everybody to all 32 of you. You know, I just started like riffing. And he was like, I got done. And I remember Justin saying, well, Jeff, what do you think? Because Jeff Schmidt was there. Jeff Schmidt was like, that's our guy. And Justin was like, that's my guy. And then me and him went to lunch that day in between scenes because back then we used to film a whole entire episode in a day. And so we went to lunch and he was like, dude, you're my guy. And I was like, thanks, man. And that was it. So we became brothers, really. Like, I love the guy.
I love that story. That was so the duel, great. Right? That was season
the one. Duel two. That was Gauntlet 2.
Gauntlet 2.
Yeah. Yep.
God, both of you. Sorry. Gauntlet 2.
That's why you're here, Nisa.
Yeah, see, dude, I would suck at that challenge, too. Like, put them in place. I'm like, yeah, right. How's that all? Wait. I don't know what they are.
Wait. Speaking of that, since I'm the only one who clearly knows the seasons, why do you love trivia so much?
I actually don't love the day that we're filming them. I only love asking you the questions and then you getting them wrong. Because if you get them wrong and you end up in the drink and you're out of shape and you get in the water, it's hilarious to me. So, like I'll fling you out of there and you're like, there's no way you can get ready for the water. That's hilarious.
Oh, no. You told me to tuck once and I broke a tooth and had to get stitches.
You didn't tuck.
I did tuck. I tucked too hard and a bit down, I think.
That's your own fault.
I was thinking small shape. This person did.
Oh, God.
I was a beast. I got a shot in the ass and some stitches, and I still continued.
Yeah, badass.
What's a challenge without getting hurt?
Yeah.
That's it.
What's a typical, like, film day for you? I know you said that you don't actually like the film days of trivia, but, like, are all of the days really long for you?
No. Not all of them. Like, some of them are real good, and I love the games, too. They're cool. It just trivia is a lot of moving parts, you know. Whenever you're dealing with boats and water and dealing with cranes and all kinds of shit, it's very difficult. to get it all around. And then plus there's two or three rounds or four rounds or however many people there are. It doesn't matter. We don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and how many questions you're going to get right or wrong, that matters, because then I got to re-ask every single question that's asked. You know what I mean? Sometimes right, yeah. there's a stack of questions this tall, you know, like 200 questions, and you're like, Jesus Christ. So, you know, but.
Totally, man. It's a lot. Ugh.
So I want to ask you what you've been up to on the off season, but you went right from Iceland to Argentina for All-Stars. So yeah. I feel like you only had a month and a half to, like, see the fam, pet the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you do? I mean, it's COVID, so yeah, clearly not a lot, but.
Yeah, there's really, I didn't really do too much. And then I went right to Argentina, and I had no idea, but Justin didn't tell me that when we got there, we'd have to quarantine for 7 days.
No, he didn't. Justin ain't shit.
He didn't tell me. he is like, I ain't saying shit about this. So he baffled me. He button hooked me on that one. So I got there, and there's just this little like dude that comes and knocks on the door and then runs away, leaves your food. I'm like, mm-hmm. twice a day, and that's it. It's mm-hmm. crazy, dude.
So you had to quarantine too. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah, but All Stars was great. I mean, were you happy to see all of those
yes.
old faces? Not yes. old faces, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I was very, very faces. Happy to see everyone. It was really cool. Mark is so awesome. I met some new people that I loved. I was like, dude, these guys are badass. Like, Yes was badass.
Yes.
Yes was amazing. Awesome. I loved meeting yeah. him. Tech was funny as hell. I never even mm-hmm. knew Tech, and I never got to meet Tech. And then I got to meet him this time, and I loved meeting him. I thought he was awesome. It was funny. You know, like, let the horses run is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, just kept saying.
I can't wait till they hear it. He had so many, like, different
one-liners
for everything. Yes. Yeah, he was yeah. the ultimate MC cheerleader.
And he loved wow. himself. Like, he loved himself being on there. Like, he loved being – I loved it. It was awesome.
Totally, man. So many OGs. I'm so excited for this season. Get to root on Anissa. Come on, Anissa.
Yeah, dude. And, like, some of the like the locals, like Anissa, Darrell, people like that, mm-hmm. I was pulling for in my mind, you know, because I'm like, these are like the real challenge dudes too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. People.
So I it was awesome.
Yeah.
Aww.
Hell
I
yeah.
loved being a part of that.
There's so many OGs that you've seen in your whole life, just like with your career, TJ, and then, like, you know, you get to see a lot of new people come up. But I'm curious, like, out of all the challenge competitors of all time, if there was, like, this challenge Mount Rushmore, who do you think would be sculpted?
Well, I, you know, the newer school people are really good as well. They absolutely kill it. Like, Cam mm-hmm. is an awesome, mm-hmm. Tori, you are really, really good. Like, it's me. Yeah. And I think, but like the new school girls too, like Jen, who you took out once, I believe.
Oh yeah. Hallbrough. Mm-hmm.
Like, Jenny's the monster. She is yeah. a boss. Like yeah. she is yeah. so gnarly. And now looking back at that Hallbrough, you see how imperative that was, like, that you beat her and she is that badass of a person. Yeah. You know what I mean? She that opened her eyes a lot. I think that really brought the beast mm-hmm. out in her to where mm-hmm. she was like, I will never lose again. I am a cyborg. And then so like, you got the last defeat and you own that now, Tori. Like, I don't think anyone will ever beat her again in elimination. She's hell gonna no. smash everyone forever. She's
yeah.
fucking amazing. Like,
yeah, she's a savage.
Badass.
She's
like, I mean, the girl just dominates people. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, like, how do you do that? You know, yeah. like when we did that final in where were we at?
Oh, Austria.
Austria. When we did that final, she beat everyone. By yeah. a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, like, she's that badass of an individual. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when somebody's like that, you're like, okay, that's what time it is.
She's a
so.
Really nice person, too.
And so, she's such a yeah. sweetheart. So yeah. I would probably I put her on there. And then you have to put Bananas or else it's not a Mount Rushmore. and then you have to put CT. So, you know, CT is, I mean, CT and Bananas, they're both just a couple of beasts, man. And they're, if they're involved, they're favorites.
Yeah. That's facts.
I agree.
You know, I've watched them both grow up too. You know, it's pretty crazy. Like, I've watched them both grow up with me, you know, and we're, we're all like, damn, dude, it's weird.
Totally, dude. Oh, so crazy. There's one more jokey kind of question that we ask everybody, but we got to know this. Like, everybody who, if you had the opportunity to come on the show and be partnered with any celebrity in the world or athlete, who would you pick to be your partner?
Drake.
Drake, because he follows both of you.
Drake.
Yo, he follows both of you guys on Instagram.
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's crazy. My guy.
It's my guy too.
That's my guy. So
I don't mind sharing him. I'm probably blushing right now.
If it was a guy girl, like where I had to have a female partner or whatever, I'd take Rihanna because she could sing. So she should be like,
love it.
Singing to me and shit.
She'd have a badass attitude too.
Yeah.
She'd have a badass attitude too.
I bet she's bad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she's bad.
I love that.
Oh, that's amazing.
I heard they're fans, so we'll see.
They are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited about it.
Keep checking my phone every 5 seconds. See if he messages you.
Yeah. I'm like, will he DM me at some point? I don't know. No, but thank you, TJ. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to answer questions. I know that listeners want to know. I feel like our fellow cast members want to know, you know, the life and times of TJ Lavin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And I they always say, like, are those people that crazy? Are they really that crazy and all that? And I'm like, yeah.
Can't
no, quote they're it. Crazier. Like, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
thank you, TJ. See you soon, man. Hopefully,
all right.
Not
much
too
love,
soon.
You guys. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
That was amazing. TJ is just a great guy and clearly full of opinions and answered so many of our questions that I don't even know if we have time for listener transmissions. I mean, TJ gave us a lot of info today.
I mean, more
than we could have ever asked for.
Yeah, he came down from the challenged sky from the gods and he gave us words of wisdom that we will take with us to the end. So thank you, TJ, so much for coming on the show.
He gave us so many transmissions. Yeah. Fires inside of us.
Yeah. All right, Anissa. Well, listen, as always, it's an honor being your co-host. Where can we follow you? How can we support you? And what kind of DMs are you looking to getting this week?
Well, you can find me at Anissa MTV. That's AnEESA MTV on Instagram. I don't really mess with Twitter, but you guys already know that. Mm-hmm. That's where you can send some listener questions. The DMs that I want, I don't know, just... let's keep it a PG-13 this week. We got a lot of interesting stuff going on in there that I'm just really not trying to read. But yeah, all the love is welcomed. So thank you to everyone who has been supportive.
Yes.
And you, Tori, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. Leave me alone on Twitter. It is a freaking terrible place to be. But I would love to see this week pictures of like your puppies or your kitty cats, you know? So send me a picture of your fuzzy little poochie animal and I'll take a good look at it, okay, camp counselor Anissa?
See, now the problem with that, Tori, is someone's really gonna send you a picture of their kitty cat.
No, I don't want that. I want like your house pet, the one that walks around. Like your house.
Hey, if you don't, friends, if you don't mind just showing me all your furry little love bushes, I really love all your pets.
Okay, before I get any
sweatier. You know
sweatier.
What, kids? Just send Tori everything.
Thank you, Camp Counselor Anissa. All right, guys, make sure you watch new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday. We only have one more episode left before the reunion.
And make sure to catch the biggest event in Challenge history, The Challenge All-Stars, streaming now exclusively on Paramount+.
Yes, and you already know we're going to be covering all things All-Stars right after Double Agents ends. So make sure you stay subscribed so you don't miss a second of the action on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.